This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off another hour of live content for you here on, Free Talk Live. It's brought to you by the LRN, LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, and Free Talk Live is... Well, it's about calls, so let's go to the phones and talk to TJ the Spy, calling in from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. TJ, you're on Free Talk Live. I'm not hearing you. TJ, you there? Well, I don't know what's going on precisely. Let's put him on hold, and maybe there's some kind of issue back at the main studios. So what happened here is I know what TJ is calling in about is a raid that occurred here at our studios in Keene, New Hampshire. The FBI came in yesterday morning at 6:40 a.m. and raided the place and took a whole bunch of computer equipment, claiming that the network that we run was used to access the FBI's child pornography website that they were running.
Yeah.
And we reported on this website less than a week before, and for whatever reason, they maybe they were mad, or maybe they believe, maybe they really do have evidence. I don't know the answer to that. We didn't get to see any of that evidence. We just were issued a warrant. So let's go to Anthony calling in from New York. Anthony, are you on Free Talk Live?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All's well.
Good. You're on the air. What's up?
So, I just want to say, first off, long-time listener. I've called in a few times, and I just want to start off by thanking you guys for doing what you do. You know, it really, especially right now more than ever, it means a lot. And you guys, a lot of people don't realize it, but you really are risking your freedom and your safety to do what you're doing.
When feels like it today. Yeah, it feels like it today.
And it's the truth, and it's really pretty horrifying. And honestly, as horrible as it sounds, this is exactly one of the reasons that stops me from performing in activist activities because, you know, it takes almost nothing for them to set you up in this sort of way. And I really got to say that, you know, it could be true, but I have a really hard time believing that somebody like Ian, who knows damn well that he's probably being surveilled, would go and do something like this. And,
The idea is that somehow Ian would have done this, but the difficulty is that this is a network that has dozens of people who had access to it at the time. The password's been changed, but at the time we've been running on the same password for a long time. Changing a password when you've got something close, you get a large handful of co-hosts is a pain for everybody because they got to go in and they change their passwords and stuff like that. Sure, it'd be better if we changed it every single month, but we didn't. We failed to do that many, many months over. So this was, it'd probably been the same password for 3 years. And dozens and dozens of people had access to it. So if the website was accessed, it would certainly not have been had to have been accessed by any one of us who's been, you know, on the air.
Right. And but you know, even let's say nothing comes of it, and they find out they were wrong or whatever. Even if he gets completely acquitted, now the beautiful thing that the government gets to do is accuse you of anything they want. And that stigma will stick with you forever. It's going to ruin the face of Free Talk Live and the Liberty Movement and Ian Freeman for lots of people, no matter what the outcome is. And that's the really horrible thing about it.
Yeah, it's we'll see what happens. We're going to continue to broadcast here from our studios, LRN.FM, and. We'll see what happens over time. We'll keep you abreast, and thanks for the call.
All in all, thank you for doing what you do. It means a lot for all of us who are maybe a little scared, too.
Thanks, Anthony. And there's nothing wrong with being scared of doing activism. There's certainly some activism that I'm unwilling to do because I'm not comfortable with it. you know, there's always doing something. That's one answer. There's funding those people who are doing something. That's another answer. I think that it's absolutely a form of activism to give and help the people who are doing some kind of activism that you agree with. Obviously, they're not going to do, you know, in the case of Ian, for instance, the guy's been doing activism for 15 years or something like that. And nobody can agree with everything that any one person does, because if so, then that person would be, they'd be a, you know, they'd be some kind of automaton for you. But at the same time, I guess the difficulty of Ian being Ian is that at any one piece of activism, every, you know, a whole bunch of people support him. But they don't support him over time because at some point or another he does some activism that they disagree with. So that's a very difficult situation. Let's go back to TJ the Spy in Keene, see if we can get him on here. TJ the Spy.
All right. Is my audio coming through this time?
Yep. Gotcha.
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark, for telling everybody that I was buck stark naked for about an hour, reminding everybody of that fact. But it is true. I was indeed naked in front of all the agents for about an hour, and I refused to put on clothes because I didn't want them to accuse me of going for a weapon. So obviously when you're naked, you can't have a weapon. So I felt perfectly fine sitting in front of them.
That's funny. Yeah.
I just want to let you know, we have some good news. All the, you know, as you might know, the LRN studios, we have surveillance cameras around the property. And we managed to get a copy of everything, and we are in the process of editing and uploading pictures of all the FBI agents. We got really good views of their faces, carting off our equipment, coming in. It's really interesting to watch them come up to our door, and it took about 2 minutes, but they finally got in, and you can see everybody walking in their raid jackets.
Wow. So what usefulness is this this list of faces?
Well, I don't know. Some people actually like to watch an FBI raid in progress, and, you know, it's one of those things. You can always, you know, see the agents and see how they work, and, you know, I don't know. A lot of people just love to watch raid videos.
I see. Well, I know a lot of people have been looking for it.
Yes, well, we're working to edit it because it's, you know, it's a four-hour-long video, and so we're trying to make it interesting, cut out all the boring stuff of just the Keene PD standing on the porch for like 2 hours. And also, the FBI, they've been sweeping up over the past month. Several hundred people have been arrested, so we're not the only people who got, you know, caught up in this whole thing. You know, the access to this illegal website was over a year ago, and so they accessed about 1,300 people's computers, and we're just one of 1,300 people that are in the target of this investigation. And as you mentioned, the EFF is suing to stop the warrant on the grounds it was illegal. What they did was illegal.
So even if that's not illegal, what about this? Is it possible for somebody – I don't know everything about computers. Is it possible for somebody to put up some kind of Trojan horse thing that will access you know, a network – remotely, they don't have to be in the given geographic area, that this could have been done by, I don't know, you know.
An agent provocateur? It is indeed possible.
I don't know, North Korea, Russian hackers, I don't know.
Well, I mean, as you know, there are many disaffected people in the Liberty Movement. It is entirely possible that one of them may have accessed the child pornography website. We don't want to speculate right now. I mean, right now we're going on the belief that nobody, certainly nobody at LRN, accessed this website. And anybody who did, of course, they will be found, and they will have to go before the court and explain their actions. And, of course, you know, we're quite upset because that person's action caused our laptops, our phones. And I also want to remind all of the activists who have given us their information, we do our best to encrypt emails, phones. So we try to minimize the amount of information that's exposed to the FBI. I know that everything on my laptop is secure. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what they can get out of my laptop, which is hopefully nothing. But, you know, a lot of activists who have sent us emails about corruption, they may be concerned. Is the FBI going to know that I was the one that leaked the documents that triggered the investigation? And the answer is probably not. We try to keep our information safe from any of our sources.
Well, I know we do our very best, obviously. You know, when they come and they take all the physical computers, I can't make any guarantees on anything like that. What would happen, TJ, let's say that there was actually some encryption on one of these computers. What would happen if, let's use yours, for instance. I know your computer was taken. Let's say there was some encryption on there. What would happen if they demanded that you, you know, unencrypt your computer and you refused to?
Well, I can tell you right after the break.
Thanks so much for the little tease there, TJ. Just hold the line if you would. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, and well, you can use Skype now. The username is lrn.fm on Free Talk Live.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number's 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking again about the raid that occurred on the Free Talk Live studios here, the LRN.FM studios, from which Free Talk Live originates. And some interesting things happened here. There was a GoFundMe campaign put up by a good friend of the show, Virgil Vaduva. And it raised, in 24 hours, more than $5,000.
Yes.
To help us get some equipment back. Well, some haters here in Keene, a group called Stop Free Keene, which is just, I have had a difficult time not using the term stupid and angry when I, talk about these people. And they went on the attack and went to GoFundMe to have the campaign pulled down. And GoFundMe folded like a deck chair.
Not necessarily.
Then why is the campaign offline?
Virgil had posted in a group that we're in, a private group. He says, we're okay. This is just harassment. The only reason GoFundMe will take down a campaign completely is due to fraud. I've had several successful campaigns with them, and my account has a solid financial history. We'll bring the campaign back online as soon as I have a chance to speak with them. Their policy is to suspend campaigns that get reported. They're following their protocol.
Okay. Well,
so the campaign's temporarily suspended, and Virgil has to follow up with GoFundMe to ensure them that, no, this is not fraud. And then they'll get it back up.
Yeah, I wonder, here these people are. This is not illegal. It probably should be, but it's probably not. And they, this is a campaign of harassment from this the Stop Free Keene. They know nothing. These cowards, these sniveling cowards, have never once called this radio program to say one thing. They do not want to engage in the arena of ideas. They are big old wimps. Look, if you've got a legitimate complaint, call in. Let's talk about it. We're on the air live in Keene, New Hampshire, and have been for almost 10 years. We have been live on the air in Keene, New Hampshire, every Saturday for like 10 years. And they have had the opportunity to call in. Unless there's a baseball game.
They can still call in if there's a baseball game. Boston Red Sox playing football does not prevent them from calling the radio show.
7 nights a week. It doesn't matter if it's Saturday. 7 nights a week. The number's the same. They can call in and say whatever they want, and they don't, because they just want to harass from the sidelines. They'll drive by and honk their horns and things like that, but other than that, they're just cowards. If you got a problem, let me know what it is. Can I discuss it with you instead of selling lies?
The problem, Mark,
bunch of liars.
The problem, Mark, is that you live in a geographic area that's close to them, and they don't want you living in a geographic area that's close to them. That's the problem.
They live where I don't want them to live too. Get out of Keene. Leave. Most of them don't even live in Keene. There's one guy in like Montana. You've got nothing to do in Montana that you've got to hassle me in Keene? You've got to tell lies, you big old coward? You can't come here and talk to me to my face?
Now you sound like one of our angry callers that posted videos saying people should come say it to their face.
I'm angry. I would much rather have somebody talk to me. The telephone lines are open. I would rather have somebody talk to me about whatever it is instead of them just telling lies. Lie after lie after lie. These people lie. It's like they think it's just fine. As long as it's some politics issue, you can tell lies and it's okay. Whatever. And they call us the liars. Either way, the GoFundMe campaign will be back up sometime in the relatively near future because, it's not fraudulent. I have it on the front of the Facebook page and freetalklive.com. So you can go there and find it. Apparently from motherboard.vice.com, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has filed an amicus brief advising the FBI that what they're doing is unconstitutional, but obviously they're continuing on doing this, and so this raid may be unconstitutional. I wonder when we get our equipment back.
Probably the third of never.
Yeah. All that we noticed that they were, callers noticed, they were taking the equipment in all different vehicles all over the place.
I've still not watched the video.
Yeah. Well, I did. I was there. I saw them going in different
vehicles. Yeah, I was in Philly.
Yes, I understand. Well, good for you. Big deal. I was here watching
it. No, I woke up yesterday morning to messages, Daryl, where the hell are you? Why are you not filming this? I was like, I'm in Philly.
Well, a lot of people
don't know what's going on.
A lot of people wanted to, there's this sort of reality TV show aspect to Free Talk Live, and a lot of people wanted this filming to go on. I'm not entirely certain why there wasn't filming going on inside, but I think the reason is they took everybody's cell phone. People couldn't do anything. I walked up to the door. Somebody, I'm going to assume he's an FBI agent, basically tries to bar my path with his arm. I'm like, this is my place of business. I own this. And get out of my way. And he's like, you can't come in here right now. We're conducting a search. You're conducting a search on my place of business, and I can come in it. And, he hemmed and hawed. I didn't use force on the guy or anything like that. But he was holding his arm up against me. He was providing me with a threat from what I could tell. And turns out that this guy who works for an organization that distributes child porn to people, best I can tell, he's probably one of these child pornographers for all I know. He's stopping me from going to my studio because he claims that these computers that they're taking contain the child porn that they were distributing. And I'm supposed to believe these are the good guys, I guess.
That's the claim. Yeah. The claim is that they're the good guys and we're the bad guys because reasons.
I guess. Well, people, I don't know if the FBI is calling us bad guys because there's no charges at this point, but I can tell you that there's a bunch of people running around town that are...
Well, the court of public opinion has surely, issued a verdict. And the verdict is, you're bad guys.
Yeah, I mean, I've been getting people from my friends around town saying, have you seen this? Have I seen it? I was there. Yeah, I've seen it. It's my business. I've certainly seen that there's a story in the local newspaper about this. Fortunately, it doesn't seem to have gone national. I'm not particularly looking for that. But I think that before it's all over, it will, that Free Talk Live will likely be exonerated from this simply because this is an unconstitutional warrant that they issued from the beginning. Thus, the warrants that have issued from that original warrant are unconstitutional. Let me read from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Let me read it real quick. The warrant issued in this case, this is from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. The warrant issued in this case lacked careful tailoring and particularity. In fact, as far as EFF was aware, the warrant is unprecedented in the terms of both breadth and discretion provided to the officials executing it. The breadth is underscored by the significance of the activities it authorized the FBI to perform. So this thing is just garbage.
So do you really want to be exonerated because of some loophole, or do you just want to beat them in court to prove that you didn't do what they said?
I don't want to pay all this money. I don't want to pay all this money. I just want my computers back, and I want these child pornographers to go away. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in at 855-450-3733. In the last segment, I got so worked up about the our fundraiser campaign that was put up by a listener being taken down by the actions of some locals here in Keene, New Hampshire that seem to have more time than sense, that I forgot to get back to TJ the Spy on the line.
Are you also drinking caffeine tonight?
Nope, no caffeine. Okay. I'm just in the driver's seat tonight.
Okay, because you seem to be a little more on edge tonight than you normally are.
When I'm in the first seat, I have to turn it up a little bit. I mean, I've got to be... It's different than being in the second seat. Being in the second seat's a whole different experience. You're the color guy, you know? You chime in with a little something here. You pop in. You do a little research. Things are good.
Right, but you don't have to be angry when you're in the first
seat. I'm angry, Daryl. My studio just got raided and a bunch of child pornographers took my computers. I'm angry. I do have to be authentic to my listeners, right?
Yes.
There you go. It was awful.
Let's get back to TJ the Spy.
TJ, I'd asked you a question about whether or not the FBI could compel you to decrypt anything that might be on any device you have. Surely you had some devices taken in this raid, and you're the kind of computer guy.
Yeah, I did, and so did James. So James Robin Hood Cleveland had his laptop and stuff stolen, and I had my stuff stolen. And so the answer to your question is, unlike Great Britain, where there's a criminal law that says if you refuse to give the police the password to your laptop and decrypt it, you can go to prison, here in the United States, we do not know the answer. The only couple of cases that they've had, the FBI has either broken the encryption through some method like a Trojan horse, or a co-defendant has given the password to the FBI, or the person pled guilty. So the last case was a FreakAsile. It was a bank fraud case. They used she used TrueCrypt on her laptop that allegedly had evidence of bank fraud, and the FBI was unable to break the TrueCrypt encryption.
Okay.
By the way, TrueCrypt is the same program I use. So it's going to be very interesting to see if the FBI can break the encryption on my laptop. If they can't, in about 12 months, I'm probably going to get a subpoena demanding that I decrypt my laptop, and it's going to be interesting what they do when I say no. And so the only thing the FBI, the only thing we
well,
know
you say
sure
this is 12,
is,
you say this is 12 months, TJ. You don't expect some movement before that time?
Oh, no. The federal investigations are just slower than molasses. I mean, you will, I mean, 3 months, it would be rocket lightning speed. 12 months would be pretty typical. We're not going to hear from the FBI for another 12 months. And when they do, it's either going to be an arrest warrant or it's going to be a subpoena compelling us to, you know, decrypt our laptops for the ones they can't read.
So the first thing you'll hear is some kind of subpoena for the decryption. And
that's
at this
possible.
Point, we,
I mean, that's
at this
possible.
Point,
of course, the thing we don't know, of course, you know, the one case we do know is the FreakAsile case. She said, I'm not going to decrypt it. And the judge said, you will decrypt it, or I'm going to hold you in contempt of court. And she finally said, I forgot the password. And then before they could resolve that, because how do you prove you didn't forget your password, right?
Right.
A co-defendant actually gave the FBI the password to the bank fraud laptop. And so here it's going to be a very interesting case because, I mean, obviously, if you forget your password and you say, look, I forgot my password, how do you prove that you didn't forget your password, that you're just lying, you do remember your password, versus you actually did forget your password? Are they going to beat me and, you know, taser me until I turn it over? I mean, it goes to show you the absurdity of trying to compel somebody to reveal a password because you can't prove whether they forgot it or they're just not telling you.
I would not tempt them with, are you going to beat me until I comply? Because they most certainly will.
Well, you know, I kind of view it as a character. And by the way, Mark, I'd like to say you're upset. I went through the whole thing naked. I had a wonderful time. I mean, I had a bunch of 30-something FBI agents. I mean, Scott Bailey, the lead agent, he had like this red beard. And I told him I would be his badge bunny any time of
what
the week.
What is a badge bunny?
And then I was just a badge bunny. That is a.
So you were a naked gay guy with him? You were like being naked gay guy?
Yep, I totally was, and they were getting quite uncomfortable. And I said,
TJ cannot stop being gay the same way you can't stop always being angry.
I met TJ several times before I realized that TJ was gay, so TJ can stop being gay, or at least not appear gay, if that's what he wishes to do. So I would disagree.
I mean, what's gay about being naked? I mean, everybody can be naked.
No,
that's
no.
Not a gay thing.
I'm not claiming that it is, but saying that you're going to be somebody's badge bunny while being naked and male, if that person is male, then that makes you gay.
And not to mention,
no, he was being flirtatious. You can
gay flirtatious.
Overtone. I mean, think about it. I'm sitting there. He has a gun, and all the other agents have a gun, and they're, you know, threatening, you know, what they like to do to kitty diddlers in jail. And I'm like, well, I don't know. What are you going to do to me? It was absolutely a marvelous time. I can't say, you know, my life is so interesting ever since I have come up here to Keene. I can't say I ever thought that I would have gone through an FBI raid naked and had all my laptop stuff stolen. I just never kind of pictured that in my life, but I'm kind of glad it happened. It's an interesting story.
Well, there you go. Straight from the horse's mouth. TJ the Spy, thanks so much.
So now he's a gay naked horse.
Yeah, he's a gay naked horse. Exactly.
Is that better or worse than being a gay fish?
I don't know what a gay fish is.
It's a South Park joke about Kanye.
I don't know what that means.
South Park, it's a television show.
I'm clear.
Okay.
I don't know what Kanye has to do with anything, so I guess it's all gotten...
It was an episode of South Park where Kanye West was convinced that he was a gay fish because he didn't understand a joke.
Well, it looks like we're out of the phone calls on the raid, and I did bring in show prep for this evening. Callers called in on the raid issue, and I'm happy to discuss anything about it, but... you can only keep on going over the same thing over and over so many times.
And we did start this show talking about the decision by the Supreme Court to not hear a court case.
Is there some important piece of this that you haven't addressed yet?
Yes.
Okay, what's that?
The Attorney General of Nebraska is upset, and he issued a statement saying the court's decision not to bar additional challenges to Colorado's scheme, or rather, the court's decision does not bar additional challenges to Colorado's scheme in federal court. So it sounds as though the Nebraska Attorney General, who lost today, is going to keep trying to fight this in court again and tweak his arguments a little bit.
What's there to fight at this point? They've been told no.
Right, okay. But we were only told no about this.
He's got the taxpayers' money. He's got the taxpayers' money. He can fight it as much as he wants. If he had to put up $1 of his own, he wouldn't do it, you know.
I know.
If this is just, he's just deciding how the taxpayers' money is going to be spent. We have to find out this important legal point. I'll tell you what's important legal point. You're a bunch of thugs who are preventing people from growing plants that they use for medicine and entertainment.
Right. And I'm not advocating for taxation at all, but there's another story that I have where the Oregon Department of Revenue issued a report last Friday saying that in the first month that cannabis sales were taxed in Oregon, they brought in $3.5 million in revenue.
Yeah, the state of Oregon got a bunch of money, but I'll tell you who didn't get a bunch of money from it.
The drug cartels?
Well, the drug cartels certainly didn't. And the state police. Policing agencies are constantly against marijuana being decriminalized. It has nothing to do with research, has nothing to do with what's better for your sons and daughters of America. It has to do with how much money they get.
Yeah.
And they know it. They're a lobbying organization at this point.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't be allowed to testify in uniform. They shouldn't be allowed to testify while on the job. If I've got to work, my job isn't going to pay me to go down to the state house to testify against these people.
Well,
but they
just
get paid to do it.
Just get hired as a lobbyist, Mark, and then you will get paid to go testify.
Well, that'd be great. I should just give up my career and be a lobbyist. You know what we should all do? We should all lobby the government constantly to stay out of our lives. These intrusive gangsters that are constantly trying to get in our lives, we should just all spend all of our time dealing with them. Because they are the center of the universe, right?
I certainly think so.
King Mark the First decree that these people are not your rulers. I am. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's the final segment. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
I'm not going to give you the number. We've got some calls on the line, so I hope to get to them. But Free Talk Live. Live 7 days a week. If you feel like you didn't get in this evening, you got something to say, 21 short hours from now, we'll be doing it again. And you can give us a call. The number's let me give you, I just saw one drop off. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Randy calling in from Southern California. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I know. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I thought I was on hold for Skype for like the last hour. I'm actually just calling regarding the raid. I know you guys have covered it, you know, over and out. I've listened to your show yesterday, obviously today. But I have a quick question on... You know, they claim you, someone there, viewed child porn. And since you guys were covering the story the week before, if someone were to just go on to research the site to see what web, you know, what is this website the FBI is running that's distributing mm-hmm. this looks like, and someone there clicks on it and just goes, oh, this is the front page. Okay, click out. Is that viewing it, or is there? Are they claiming that someone at the studio has downloaded 5 gigabytes of child porn? Because I think if someone had just viewed the front page on Tor, that is not looking at child porn. You know, you're a media outlet covering a story regarding the FBI running this website, and then they claim that, you know, someone viewed child porn in, you know, the website at the studio. Does that, are they saying that someone has downloaded pictures or just that you clicked on the website?
The answer is we don't know. And the reason we don't know is download, at least according to the attorney that I've spoken to at this point, can your computer downloads when it views a website. When you go to the front page of Google, when you go to Google.com, your computer has downloaded something. It's downloaded the images that are there. Now, I don't know what's at this website. This is a Tor website, and I haven't been on Tor in a very long time, and not in, you know, I'm certainly not going to go to this website and check it out. This viewing that supposedly occurred, I would point out, occurred a year ago.
Allegedly.
I said supposedly occurred. Supposedly this viewing that occurred happened a year ago. So it wouldn't have to do with the story that we read a week ago talking about the FBI being a bunch of purveyors of child porn, or at least working for an organization that is purveyors of child porn. At this point, in America, the FBI is a bunch of child pornographers. So the short answer is that anything you look at on that website would be considered downloading. Now, the second question you have is sort of, don't media outlets, especially a large media outlet that talks about controversial subjects, don't they have some level of immunity in this circumstance? And at this point, I can't answer. I can't answer that question. I know that Pete Townsend of The Who kind of got charges dropped on him because he was just there looking and trying to find out. Like, he's highly anti-child porn, and I can see why somebody would want to know. You know, how easy is it to find child porn? But basically, at this point, we can't answer your question because A, nobody that we know at this point went to the website, so we weren't, as far as anyone knows here, researching anything. And if some other co-host or somebody who had access to the studio was researching, then that would be a legal argument to be made after we find out some facts. But we don't have any facts. We don't know what time the website was accessed, if it was accessed, how it was accessed, which computer it was accessed from. We know
and that's the thing. When you go to a website, if they're taking cookies or whatever, then they have the MAC address, or it's my understanding that they have the MAC address of the computer that accessed the thing, and then they can pinpoint the exact device. It's not just something in this library. It's no, this particular piece of equipment on this connection from the library, and we know that it's not any of the machines that's hardwired, so it's somebody that came in with a laptop or whatever.
What's surprising is they took, regarding what you're saying, how they can pinpoint it, that's what's amazing to me is they took so many different computers. And it just seems very strange. I hope you guys will, I don't know if you're legally allowed to, I know you've talked to a lawyer, but post the warrant online, it would be interesting to see. I have a couple friends that are lawyers as well, to have them look.
We have the warrant, and it's in PDF form at this point. We haven't had a meeting about whether or not it's going up online, what the advantages and disadvantages of that might be. Everybody wants information. However, as lawyers will generally tell you, the public that wants information is generally not much use to you in a court case. Like, I want to know because for my own selfish reasons, because I'm curious. But does that help the defendant or not help the defendant? At this point, there are no defendants. So I don't really know the answer. And we have to.
Yeah, and I would never want you guys to do something that would jeopardize anything, in the court of law that could hurt you.
Yep.
But
I just
hope, I think it's unfortunate what happened, especially with the people who, now I've heard just a little bit, but in Keene, who are hopping on to try to stop the GoFundMe. And it's the same people with Ian who, just when something happens, they go with what their emotions tell them, and that's it. They don't listen to the facts, and they don't let things play out. Like you said, you have no idea when this happened, or even if it occurred, and yet people are already on a witch hunt and trying to stampede you guys and destroy you. And I think it's unfortunate and it's cruel.
Well, I'm concerned for physical safety of some of the co-hosts, frankly, here. I don't know what's going on with these folks. I generally don't give I usually feel most threatened by people that are dumbest. Dumb people are often going to jump to violence as a solution. These people haven't shown critical thinking skills at all. And a lot of the people that work on Free Talk Live are pretty principled from a pacifist standpoint. And I fear that they will not, I'm a Quaker, right? I mean, we're known for being pacifist. I fear that they will be put in a situation where either A, they'll have to defend themselves, or B, they probably won't defend themselves quickly enough and be harmed. I'm afraid of hospitalizations, death. And I don't know, just because of ignoramuses want to tell lies and don't want to call in and have a conversation. They've had years to have conversations. They've never done it. They're just busy online typing away.
Yeah, because they're protected and they don't have to show their stupidity if they were to question you guys, talk to you guys and voice their,
you know, not even, I don't know about concerns, but annoyances with you guys. It just shows how petty they are, and they don't like change, and they're scared. But I agree. I would be worried about the safety as well. Hope you guys all the best. You know, I'll be tuning in to listen to see what happens. I just recently became an amplifier about a couple weeks ago, and I'm definitely going to bump that up to help you guys through this. So good luck.
Well, we could really use it. And for those, thank you for the call, Randy. For those that, you know, there's a GoFundMe campaign out there that hopefully is back up online. I don't know the answer to that yet, but it was taken down by these pretenders in Keene. But the best way, frankly, to support us is through the AMP program. We are going to be using AMP dollars at this point to help replace equipment. And I know a lot of people have jumped on board with the AMP program. And the AMP program, the money goes largely directly to us, especially if you use Bitcoin. And Bitcoin, if you use Bitcoin, you know, there might be a few pennies for the transaction fee, and by a few pennies, I mean like literally 2, 3, 4 cents worth of transaction fees, we get the rest.
Well, and the pennies are paid by the sender, not the receiver.
It's still, that's not how a financial transaction works. A person has whatever threshold they're willing to send is what they're willing to send, and then we get the remainder of it after the transaction fee. So
right, but the transaction, well, what I'm saying is with Bitcoin, the transaction fee is paid by the person sending the money before you get the money. Where
that's
with
true
PayPal,
with Visa, though.
No, with PayPal, they send you $25 and then you subtract the transaction fee.
Okay, so what you're saying is that the sender can know how much they're sending in actuality with Bitcoin.
Yes.
Whereas with PayPal, the sender doesn't know that when they send $5, they're in fact sending something like $3.50. I don't know what the specifics are.
Right.
But I think it's
it's like $3.62.
GoFundMe takes like 5%. The transaction people take like 3% and 30 cents on every transaction. So if you're sending $5, it really is pared down to some extent. So the AMP program, it helps with those fees to some extent. The number's 855-450.
Why are you giving the number? It's the end of the show.
Oh, yeah, not the number.
We'll be back tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow night, and the website is freetalklive.com.
Yes.
The Facebook page, you can see at facebook.freetalklive.com. It's Mark.
And Daryl.
Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.